I'm Paul O'Shea. I'm an architect officially contracting right now with the City of Springfield as the city's planning and design coordinator, and then as a volunteer starting this Pachacacha program and continuing with it up to this point.
Pronounce it again for me.
The name is often very widely pronounced. Pachacacha, which I say, keep in mind, cha-cha. And you say Pachacacha. We get PK a lot.
Okay, yeah, that might be easier. Tell us a bit about the event's history.
And the term actually means chit-chat. And that came from a group in Japan a little over 10 years ago. Oddly enough, me as an architect, it started with a group of young architects who came out of school and wanted to show their friends, each other, about the school's impact on what they've learned. So they would get together to show each other images and slides of what they're doing with other firms. So architects talk too much, so they said, you're limited to 20 slides, 20 seconds each, so in 6 minutes and 40 seconds, tell us everything you can about what you want to tell us. So that's been the basis for establishing the program, which is great, because when we provide our programs, we have 10 presenters, and so they each have 6 minutes and 40 seconds.
And so how did this event come to Springfield?
That's interesting. In 2010, January, I received an email from a group of architects in Champaign. And they had provided one of these events to the local audience in a local bar. And it really caught my attention. So I sent it to about 20 or 30 people on one of my email lists and said, we could do that here, couldn't we?
And it's not all architecture, though. These topics can vary. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the past events and what topics they've included?
Oh, my golly. Yes, absolutely not just architects. It's about as broad a range of presenters as you could imagine. And I don't know if I can pull up some of the most unusual, but in the beginning, we had a lot of artists involved, both from the performing arts and graphic arts. I like to think of one in particular who called himself the Lego Maniac, and he made the Dana Thomas House out of Legos. The beekeepers have been a really captivating type of a program that drew a lot of attention in the city. Part of it is kind of a buried treasures.
And these events consist of 20 PowerPoint images, and they're on screen for 20 seconds at a time. That's how it works, right, Paul?
Yes, and it's not necessarily a PowerPoint. The images are generally conveyed to our master technician, Alex Block, and he and all his wizardry puts them together so that they automatically advance in the form that he puts them into a format.
So are people able to keep up with that?
Actually, they don't have much choice. And for the most part, they all have practiced enough or they're familiar enough with their particular program and topic that they move through it very well.
And are any of these funny? Is there a time? It seems like humor could be quite a possibility in a situation like this.
Yes, absolutely. And that is kind of a key ingredient now that you mention that. And the one I mentioned about the Legos is particularly good. The one that we've added in the recent year or so is where there are 20 images put on the screen and the person with the microphone looking at the images for the first time they've ever seen them. It's called Mission Improvable. It's all improv. So they stand there and they wait for the next slide, and then they got to react for 20 seconds about that. So that's very entertaining.
So tell us about some of the presentations for the upcoming event on Thursday.
One interesting thing is what is entitled How I Got Cast in a National TV Campaign. Another would be Rachel Thompson, who is the head of the Kidseum. And she won't be, you know, just selling the Kidseum concept, but the element of play and how it plays into young people's. And Mike Kinsler, he's going to tell us something about 20 historic Sangamonians that we should know about, but we probably don't yet. So he will be talking about that.
So that's a really diverse mix. How do you find these presenters?
Two ways. One is that at each event, we have a sheet passed out, and those in attendance then make recommendations of presenters. But the other is we call upon a group of about 8, 10, 12 people, what we call the PK team, to meet with them maybe a couple times between each event. And we do a little brainstorming, and people have this diverse background, then they can bring in diverse presenters. So it's a really a broad sort of approach.
Who would you suggest attends these events?
It's the broadest range of age and background and interest that we see attending these events. And when we first were conducting them out at the Capital City Bar and Grill, it was a more informal format because of the setup, but it was a good arrangement for us at the time. And the key is that these are not meant to be set up in a hotel ballroom or anything like that. And we have now moved to the Hoagland Center, which is Theater 3, which has a nice informality to it. We're able to provide the accommodations that are much more informal. They have food available in advance of the program, and then drinks available before, after, during the program. So it's provided a great format that allows a much larger, we've had over 200 at one of the recent events. So it's really the broadest range, and we welcome everyone to come. And it's a modest price of $8.